baby, you're all that help. Taking you off. Cause baby, things can happen. Taking you off. Cause baby, you're all that help. Taking you off. Cause baby, things can happen.
Things can happen. bit of dying stars, you thrill me. I believe no man on earth could fill me. Anything below our love is shy and shadow, misty as a blanket of snow. Every lesson, every message, bright as day. Every note inside my throat is my aim.
Spending time outdoors has never felt more valuable. Whether it's exploring nature or just relaxing in your yard, let's do it responsibly. WUVT would like to remind you to check for closures and fire restrictions before you go out, and practice social distancing, even when outside. Also, no matter where you are, WUVT encourages you to properly extinguish any outdoor fire. With your help, we can keep our outdoor places safe. I have two other nuisances in the studio. You guys can introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Vic.
Oh, I'm Katie.
I was kind of funny that I read about wildfires. Did you know that there's a wildfire happening right now?
Where exactly?
I have no idea. They're probably going to talk about it when the news comes in, but
yeah.
Like, it was smoggy this morning. Did you not see it when you were crossing the drill field?
I did not. I usually don't cross the drill field. I try to go around it.
Oh, I also go around it. But I remember, like, I didn't go to class today. I skipped all of them. But,
SMH.
Okay, my philosophy class got canceled. Uh-huh. And I just didn't want to deal with my math teacher. I mean, he's nice, but, like, I can't do math anymore, bro. I'm tired. I'm in calculus 3. Like, goodness. I didn't even know calc got, like, that high. And it's not even the highest level. There's calc 4.
I had no idea there were 4 calcs.
I didn't know there
was... I just kind of thought you went forward from there.
I think there's more. There's even more. Like, there's... You have, like, classical insert subject here, and then you have modern insert subject here. Like for physics, the physics I'm learning is classical physics, and I'm doing terribly in it. And then there's modern physics, which is even worse. But all of my physics major friends are loving the class, and I'm just like, you're messing around with subatomic particles. You can't even see what you're doing. You shine a laser at a wall and you measure like how much it's reflected, and they're like, oh my gosh, it's like Christmas. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
You just have to trust that they're having fun with it.
It's so strange. Like, I don't know what they're doing. I can barely do physics anyways. Like, I can't calculate how much, like, one of the problems that we always have to calculate is, like, how much we weigh when an elevator is moving up at a certain acceleration. And I don't know. Maybe it's easy, but it's not to me. Mm. And they're
did
like...
Did you figure it out? Have you figured it out?
No.
No?
If the acceleration is constant, then, I'm not even going to try.
Nerd.
Yo, okay. You know, Ishaya, you like bugs a lot.
I do like bugs a lot. That's true.
How was the, didn't you go to the, they have like a bug festival
here. They do have a bug fest here. It was really great. There were a bunch of, just like booths set up. Some people were showing off like the research that they've done, the entomological research, and then there were just so many bug displays, which I love because I have my own personal collection at home that I've been curating for the past couple of years. They're just nice to look at.
I actually did not know you had a collection of bugs. That's crazy.
I can show you later.
You're strange.
Do you have a favorite bug?
So a lot of people ask me that, and I never know what to say because I really do like a lot of bugs. I will say I do like the Hercules beetles, those big beetles with the big horns, or weevils. Everyone loves weevils because they look like little elephants.
What the heck? I
didn't You just have to see it. You have to. But yeah.
Anyways, guys, these are some of my friends. Victoria, or Vic, she's from Williamsburg. We're from the same hometown.
Yes, we are.
Where did you say? Did you say where you were from?
No. Where I'm from Gloucester, Virginia.
Oh, that's actually not far. We're all 757 here.
Oh my goodness.
That's so strange.
We should all hang out.
No, I hate everyone. I have so many Nova friends, and it's just so disheartening because they're all so far away.
Uh-huh.
And then, like... I'm not gonna lie, I kind of like hate Williamsburg. Like, it's so boring.
Do you really?
It's boring, bro. Like,
see, I will say, the most ungrateful people, because you guys have, I understand it because you've lived there for your whole life and you're probably very bored of it.
Yeah.
But I've only lived there for like 2.5 years, like in total. And I love it because I think it's adorable.
It's adorable.
I also came from Kansas. So
you did come from
Kansas. I think Williamsburg is just the greatest little city ever.
Back to Kansas.
I did go back to Kansas. And then I came back here. And that's all we have to say about that. But yeah.
No.
I like Williamsburg personally.
I was born in Atlanta, and then I moved.
Were you really?
Yeah. And then I moved from Atlanta to the DC area.
Uh-huh.
Up in Nova. And I lived there until I was like 10. I think I moved to Virginia when I was 6.
I didn't know that.
From there, I lived in Woodbridge, which at the time was, like, small.
Uh-huh.
But over the years, it expanded really rapidly.
Yeah.
And then the crime got really bad.
Uh-huh.
And so my parents wanted to get out of there. So we moved to Williamsburg, Virginia.
Why Williamsburg specifically?
My dad got a promotion at a job. Uh-huh. And they just moved him there. So that was it.
Yeah. Is he military?
No. Okay. He sells spoons.
fun. Okay.
So, okay, that's downplaying what his actual job is. Right. I actually don't know what his job is. He doesn't really talk about it much.
I feel like no one really knows what their dad truly does for a living.
What does your dad truly do for a living?
Well, so he's retired Army, and I could not tell you what exactly he was doing in the Army before he retired. And I could also not tell you what he's doing currently after retirement. I just know there's a lot of computer stuff involved.
Computer stuff?
Computer simulations and
that's
such.
Up my alley, bro. At the Engineer Expo, which is the same place, like, it was in, your, the bug thing was in Squires, right?
Yes, it was.
There were so many defense contractors at the Engineer. And I was like, I'm not going to sell out and wait in line at, like, Northrop Grumman.
Right.
I'm going to bomb kids. And now I'm not getting any internships, and now I'm like, dang, you know what? Bombing kids may be the move.
You just have to, like, put aside your morals for that internship.
That's what I'm saying. One of my friends did, and now he's making bank. So, am I really winning? Maybe not.
Maybe.
But, two new heads in the studio. These are, again, the future of our radio station. The next generation of Move It DJs, so if you don't like them, well, that's
gonna it'll be in such good hands next year.
Actually, well, it might be. I'm gonna play a song that I like, and then I want to play a song that you like.
Okay, I'm gonna choose wisely, because I've really been picking through, trying to find things.
What time is it? I want to make the most of it. We have been talking, I think I did that PSA, like, has it really almost been 10 minutes? I refuse to
do that. I really hope this is entertaining.
It better be. The next song is also like 9 minutes long. So,
perfect. We have plenty of time to choose songs.
True. All right. So I'm just going to play that right now. And then you're going to go choose a song. And then I'll play that. All right.
We're going to have fun. Sounds like a plan.
Fun. All right.
Dark night, barefoot, empty halls.
The YMCA at Virginia Tech invites you to join them for a contra dance on November 18th. Set to live music, every dance lesson is taught by seasoned teachers and is great for new or experienced dancers. The lesson begins at 7 o'clock p.m. and ends at 10:30 p.m. This fun-filled Saturday night is at the YMCA at 1000 North Main Street. For more information, you can visit blacksburgcontra.com. All are welcome, no partner needed.
What the heck? Why was that actually better than when I do my PSAs? It's not fair. What are they?
I was so focused.
She locked in. Like, she was like, all right, guys. You can't see, like,
cannot be distracted.
You know, like, the Easter Island, like, statue emoji?
That was me. That was me reading this PSA. Yeah. I just care a lot about the contra dance. I do.
I should tell you. Do you remember Emma Block from high school?
I do not.
I
don't know.
You were only there for like 2.5 years, which makes me sad.
Yeah. But like, there's so many people that I just straight up did not know.
Oh. Well, you know Naima, right?
Yes.
Okay, so she, I'm not sure if they're like, they still talk. They go to the same school, UVA.
Yeah.
But Emma, she does like salsa dancing.
Ooh, that's cool.
Like, really cool. I've seen like some of the videos, and I've been meaning to like go up there one day to like actually see it in person. But yeah.
They have salsa dancing at the Milk Parlor.
The Milk Parlor, yes. Yeah. I went there so much last year. I love the Milk Parlor. Guys,
yeah, I've been totally there a few times.
I mean, like, if you want to. Not saying that you should, but like, if you want to, if you ever need a break, I'm just saying there's a really cool place downtown that is underground and
it's
is literally
just a friendly suggestion.
It's a very friendly suggestion. Yes. That you may or may not.
Yeah, you have the opportunity to, if you so chose.
Real.
Yeah.
So, how did we meet exactly? Where was the first time that we crossed paths?
Okay, so the first time that we crossed paths would have been in AP Lang, in our AP English class in high school, junior year. And I've told him this before, but my first impression of him was, I sat behind him, and I could see his computer screen, and so I never talked to him pretty much for that entire year. But I would see him on his computer going through and listening through an entire album of music and then writing reviews on each song. And I remember thinking to myself, like, this guy is so cool. So that was my first impression of Ibrahim.
Yeah.
What was your first impression of me?
Okay, so there's two. So we were still online, and I think my camera was off, but yours was on, and Ali King, a friend of ours, texted me going, oh my gosh, that one girl has a solo poster in her back, on her wall. And then I looked, and I was like, oh yeah, she does. That's kind of cool. And then I didn't speak to her, obviously. Because, you know, I'm just like that.
He's just so shy, but then, guys.
I joined Model UN. I know, haha. But hey, Vic also joined Model UN.
Don't make fun of her too.
And we were doing like a simulation, and I was assigned to be Hillary Clinton, and I was so shy, and like I didn't know what to do. And then I remember speaking for the first time, and it was a disaster. It was actually terrible.
I think I vaguely remember when you spoke, and it was decent.
It was decent, but like
it was good.
At the time, I was like stumbling over my words, and then Vic speaks, and she's Ben Shapiro, and she does this insane Ben Shapiro like impression. Yeah. It has everyone cracking up. Yeah. And like, I did not expect it, because in like AP Lang you were like quiet.
Uh-huh.
But I also didn't know that you were new. It was like, I just thought I'd never seen you before.
Yeah. So for that Model UN simulation thing, we did a simulation on cancel culture. And we were assigned different, you know, celebrities and things to talk about cancel culture. And I was assigned Ben Shapiro, and I just had to like run with it because it was so fun to like write the script for that. Because you just have to like write the same three interjections, like something about how your wife is a doctor. I know I said that several times, but it was funny. I got peppermint bark at the end of the simulation.
It was crazy. Yeah. I've never went to a single Model UN thing.
Yeah.
My parents did not allow me.
It was it was falling apart.
They thought it was kind of falling apart. I wonder what the state of Model UN is at Lafayette High School.
I think it's probably doing better. Oh, hopefully. Yeah.
Gabe does send like very interesting pictures. Do you remember him?
I do remember him. I remember him being crazy smart.
He is super smart. He wants to go to Columbia. He probably will.
Probably.
I don't know what he wants to do.
Yeah.
So, what kind of music did you play?
So, I played one song by The Strokes.
Yeah, did you hear that, Brian?
Yeah.
She played The Strokes.
Just for you, Brian.
If
just for you.
You text me, again, begging me to play The Strokes, you better sleep with... You're going to have to sleep with one eye open. That's all I'm going to say. I am bound by certain regulations on what I can say, but if my phone explodes with you saying...
Play more
play
Strokes.
The Strokes.
Something's going to happen,
I'll punch
Brian.
You in the face.
Something's going to happen.
Something will happen.
Be very careful.
And then I played, what was the name of the song I played? I don't even know. Seaptor by Autechre. Well, what was your review of that song?
I liked it, I think.
You think?
Hey, I did like it. I thought it was a good song. I do think you have a very, like, eclectic taste, but I enjoy it.
For real?
Yes.
Oh, hey,
I'm here for,
the news guy's here.
Yeah.
All right, we got, like...
Weather time.
Yeah, we got, like, what, 11 minutes till the news? Yeah.
Yeah, plenty of time.
Okay. Yeah, so we have plenty of time. So cool. That's like enough time for two more songs.
Alright.
And then this guy will interrupt my show like he does all the time.
The people need to know the weather.
The weather and the news.
And
are you gonna talk about the wildfire?
I am, yeah.
I got it right.
Yeah.
Okay, so
bingo.
Yeah. That's what's gonna happen.
Two fire related stories.
Oh really?
Yeah.
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
No spoilers for our listeners here.
Yeah,
oh wow,
yeah.
This thing is like
I'm on the edge
super
of my seat
right
now.
I just wouldn't check like any news station because I am marking their spoilers.
Because we're actually the only reliable news source in the world.
The only one.
The only one.
But we only cover three stories a day, so like it balances out.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Otherwise we'd be too powerful.
Oh my gosh. This is the first time our listeners are hearing him without his like news voice.
My goodness,
it's so strange.
You guys are getting like crazy insight right now.
This is like insider knowledge. Or like we actually have to turn off the mics now, otherwise like the
sadly
world will explode.
I know you love listening to us.
Yeah, all right, we'll be right back, guys. Thank you.
can you lift me up to a higher place? Forget everything that was before. Turn your face around. The salted sphere. Turn yourself around to see what once was there. Everything that rises must converge. Everything that rises in a word. Everything that rises must converge. Everything that rises. Jesus, lift me up
FM Blacksburg presents the New River Valley's local news source, WUVT News.
Roanoke woman charged with arson, Code Red air quality alert issued for 4 Virginia counties, and chronic wasting disease discovered in Yellowstone National Park. All that plus weather on today's 5 o'clock news break on WUVT FM 90.7 Blacksburg. I'm Hunter Dunn.